Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schocke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schocke. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp takes first base on ball four. Witt moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schocke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacobson. Musel moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Musel moves to third. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bob Schocke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dugan moves to third. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pipp hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dugan tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker fires to first and picks off Ruth. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 0 for 1 in the game. Shockey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pip hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang strikes out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Musel reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin bunts for a single. Gerber moves to third. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerber scores. Tobin moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 1. the Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. One out. Bob Schocke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocke is 0-for-2 in the game. Schocke strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pipp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Schocke fields it and throws to first for the out. Severide moves to second. One out. Urban Schocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Schocker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Severide races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Musel. The throw to the second, and Musel is out, for the double play. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 0 for 3 in the game. Shockey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel now playing center field. Elmer Smith now playing right field. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sisler bunts towards the mound. Shockey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.